Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the protection of the tongue, as Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, do not laugh too much. The heart dies by this. This means that the heart becomes hard and unmindful. The beauty of the face is taken away. If you have big backbitten about someone, and for some reason it is difficult to ask him for forgiveness, obviously it becomes very difficult for you to go and tell him that I was backbiting about you. But that would be the ideal. Then the lowest level is to seek forgiveness on behalf of him and yourself, and say, Allahumma ighfir lana wa lahu. You could say it in English, which means, O Allah, forgive us and him. Do not make false promises, even to a child. Do not say, I will give you sweetmeats, or I will give you a biscuit and so, or even to deceive him also that I will give you this and you've got nothing in your hand, unless you have the intention of doing so. And if you don't, give it to him, it becomes a lie. There is no harm in being light-hearted with someone in order to please his heart. However, two points must be kept in mind. Firstly, do not speak lies. Secondly, do not hurt him. This means that if he dislikes it, do not joke with him. Do not be boastful over one's family lineage or any other accomplishment. This has become a very, very common occurrence that we worry about our lineage too much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the most amount of taqwa. May Allah give us the ability to be Muhammad inshaAllah ta'ala. Today we go on to the next hadith, inshaAllah ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قال ما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدرسون بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. The translation, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, never do a people collect in one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the masajid, reciting the Quran and reciting it to one, reading it out to one another. But sakina, that is tranquility, descends upon them. That is a rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shrouds them. The angels throng around them, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in the assembly of angels. This hadith describes the special virtues, religious schools and institutions, that is the madaris, etc., acquisition of either reward mentioned above is so sublime that even if one devotes his whole lifetime to acquire it, it will be a worthwhile. But here, there are so many rewards, especially the last one, mentioned in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the remembrance in the company of the beloveds are bounties that can hardly be surpassed. Descending of Sakina has been mentioned in many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars of ahadith have interpreted its real significance in many ways. The various interpretations, however, do not contradict each other and can be meaningfully put together. We just discussed two or three today, inshallah ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has interpreted Sakina as a special breeze which has a face like that of a human being. Allama Subhi Rahmatullah Ali is reported to have said that it is the name of a large golden dish in paradise used for washing the hearts of Ambiya Ali Musallatu Wasalam. Some have said that it is a special form of mercy. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to be sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this particular purpose. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sakina descend upon us as well.
InshaAllah, Urdu ka tarjuma inshaAllah piche mein hoga. Jin logo ke liye jo bilkul angrezi nahi samajhte hai, inshaAllah agar masjid ke piche ho jaye inshaAllah, to wahan tarjuma hoga. Jazak.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة وقال تعالى وعاشرهن بالمعروف وقال تعالى فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just one masala with regard to our qada rozas, kafara, if we broke intentionally a roza. So in one month of Ramadan, if we broke a few rozas, only one kafara is required, 60 rozas. Not for every roza, a separate kafara, that is in one month. And in other months if we broke, then that is again separate. So we should, so in case in one month we had broken more rozas, then one kafara is required. One very important point of islah also, which we did mention just in passing, is husband-wife relationships. And generally, whole family relation. What our parents, what our brothers, what everyone. This is also a very important aspect of our Islam. And not only that we are becoming tahajjud guzar also one side, or that we are going in jamaat one way, we are telling other people, or even we are having majalis and we are encouraging other people, but at home our matters are not right. What our families, what our family, what our wives, what our family, that also has to be put right, and it's a very important aspect also. Otherwise, Allah can take us to task for that. And so many incidents of this, of huququl ibad. We know of the famous story of the lady who kept a cat fastened and didn't feed it and did not allow it to get its own food also. And she was so pious on the other side. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she'll have to go to Jahannam. On the other hand, an evil woman who committed the worst of sins, but she fed a dog, what gave her water to drink from her leather socks, she will go to Jannat. So huququl ibad, the rights of fellow people, and that is very broad. But what we will try and focus on today is just our immediate relations. And more than the general family, with the wives. And also, sadly, more complaints come from the wives about the husbands. Less complaints come of husbands complaining of their wives. So accordingly, we'll also discuss more. It is that the rights of the wives are being trampled upon, are not being fulfilled. It is the other way around, but that appears to be less. And also, the man is strong, he can fight for his rights easily. The wife is weak, where must she go? So we will have a little discussion on that aspect, because it is very necessary. And it appears also that it becomes more necessary for those people who become more religious conscious, because that gets highlighted more, especially ulama. When they are not fulfilling the rights of their families, the wives, this gets highlighted more. Pious people. Otherwise, other people also. How they treat their wives. And if you go and see in the more broader light, that non-Muslims are worse than the Muslims in the matters of the woman's affairs. But in the world, Muslims are portrayed that they brutalize. They don't treat the woman well. In fact, Islam is accused of it. But there is nothing like that. How they treat their wives, especially those who are drunkards and more in the non-Muslims. There are Muslims also who are like that, and who are drug addicts, etc. And what they cause, hell on earth for the woman. So, but because if you are deeni inclined, you are Maulana and you doing this, you are Sufi, you are a Tablighi and you doing this, it gets highlighted more. So we have to be more careful also. And the reward of it also is so great. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, it is a unanimous fatwa view of all the Sufis that if a person keeps his wife nice and happy, and she is happy with him, even if he can have other deeni religious deficiency, there is no doubt that he is a wali of Allah. So if you can keep your, in fact, on one safar, Hazrat was leaving, and Hazrat said that when I come back next year, Hazrat should visit us every year, when Hazrat was healthy, mashallah. Then Hazrat said, when I come back, from everyone who I have given ijazat khilafat, he must get an NOC from his wife. No objection certificate. That my husband keeps me very well. And if those who don't get it, I'll take my khilafat back. And Hazrat said also, I don't think anyone will get it also. For the wife to give that NOC, no objection certificate, is an impossibility. But anyway, we should work towards it to treat them in that way. And in this subject, it's a very broad subject, we can't touch on everything, but basically the upbringing of children. Then they will become good marriage partners. If we don't bring them up correctly, and for example, our girls who are today trained more for academic work, schools, universities, and even in the deeni field, those who become alimas, then they no more housewives. They don't want to be wives, and they don't want to be housewives. They want to be academics now, career women, even if it's an alima. For them to wash dishes, it's a thing beyond their dignity. For them to do any household chores, it's beyond their dignity. And then the other women again, for them also, they must have maids, they must have helpers in the house to do the work. But for our woman to do these basic, and these are so great things, to do these basic things, and to prepare food for the husband, for the children, this is such a great honor. But unfortunately, it is regarded, it is relegated to a third division group. This is not our work, this is somebody else's work. And this is actually what the woman should be doing. So upbringing of children is also very important. Then they will make good marriage partners. And then the nikah itself, how it must take place. That is a very important thing. That is putting a foundation for a not 10-story building. Allah knows how many story building. As long as that couple going to live, you are putting the foundation at the time of nikah. And if the foundation is wrong, which unfortunately, perhaps 99%, the foundation, we put a wrong foundation. The marriage affairs that we have, the extravagance, the haram that takes place, photoing, videoing, mixing of sexes, all the haram that takes place. After that, we can perhaps safely say haram honeymoons that they are having, and then you expect duas from the people. And then right in the front table, the ulama must sit and they must make dua. With all that haram all around, to be present there also, whether that is jais also is another question. Forget making duas and saying ameen. And then a mockery of deen at that time. Then we must have a qiraat also. Or rather a kirayat. We have to have a kirayat also at that time. And at that time of the kirayat, the girls and the women, how they are dressed at that time. And for respect of the Quran Sharif at that time, then they put a serviette on the head. Just with respect of the Quran now. Or if they haven't got a serviette also, a tissue, then just a plate they put on the head. How, mashallah, respectful they are of the Quran Sharif. In all that environment of all this haram, and then we are expecting good to come out of it. Where our senses are gone, and these are just all is being done by learned, by educated people. People who are top people in the society, they do all this. And the more money they spend, the more honorable they are. In haram, the more they spend, the more honorable. And then afterwards, that marriage at the start again, we'll start from there, it goes in the wrong direction. Maulana As'ad Madani, rahmatullah alayh, gave this very beautiful example, that two brothers, there were two sisters, extremely beautiful. But they made a condition, we'll only marry those men who allow us to give them 10 shots with our shoes on the head every night. So nobody was getting ready. However, two brothers finally got ready. Yes, we are ready for it. So beautiful girls, we are ready for it. They got married. The one brother was shrewd. The one was simple-minded. The shrewd one kept a cat as a pet. And for a few days didn't feed the cat. Now when the wife came, the cat was hungry, making meow, meow. And it is the first night now, they just got together. And the cat making this meowing there, he had a sword ready, he took it and he gave the cat one shot, killed it. So that wife thought, hey, yeah, I better not even talk about taking out the shoe or anything. The other brother was simple, he got his 10 shots. After a week that he stayed together, the two sisters went home back to their mother's house again. That is also a custom, anavarvano, to go back to their mother's house again. The two brothers got, so the two sisters discussed, the ones asked one another, how's it? She said, I didn't even take name. Why? He is a danger man. He just took out a sword and he killed the cat. I thought if I say anything, next I'm on the list. So I didn't. You? He said, I'm giving him every night 10 shots. The two brothers were discussing the same thing they discussed. So the brother who wasn't, he thought this is a good idea. Also better keep a cat. So he kept a cat for a week. And when the cat started meowing and he pulled out his sword when they came back again, so that wife told him, now it's too late. You should have done that the first night. Now you can forget it whole life. So yeah, we don't have to kill the wives or the cats or anything. But what it is, from the first night, put your foundation right. Put what you want in your life. But we, in the opposite direction, we go to for our honeymoons. And a honeymoon, you're living up in the moon. Two monkeys looking at the moon. And then when you come down from cloud 9, back onto earth, one couple that went for honeymoon, when they came back, the wife phoned her mother and told, mother, please come pick me up. Mommy, pick me up. I'm having very hard here. What's wrong? You're only a week married. You just came back from honeymoon. No, he's using 4-letter words on me. In fact, 5-letter words, swear words. I can't take it anymore. Why? What is he saying? Oh, he's telling me to cook. He's telling me to wash. He's telling me to iron. He's telling me to clean. Now they can't take all this. The upbringing was like that. You never taught her. A hungry man is an angry man. And if you can't put food, and the best way to get through to a husband is through his stomach. Feed him nicely and you control the man. That's what the West is doing. They're feeding the people and controlling the world with that. Everything. Besides that, they're putting us into sports, they're putting us into stupid things while they control, and we think we are clever, we're playing their sports, we are playing their computer games, we are playing, while they are fully controlling and laughing at us. We are fully in their hands. What are we going to make jihad against them? The way they have controlled our minds, the way they have controlled our emotions, TV is, how can it be haram? It's a necessity. It's absolutely necessary. Through this they have destroyed us completely, but we can't see it. We got so good eyes that we are totally blind. That we know very well that how good TV and computer games open the minds of the children, and TV enlightens you of the world, and what the Maulvis are bickering about. Small little matters, this is haram, that is haram. But we don't know how we have destroyed ourselves. So anyway, we put the foundation wrong. The marriage ceremony goes wrong. Then the honeymoon goes wrong. And then we making dua, we want children like the Sahaba. And we keep the names also of the Sahaba. If you have a bottle of Coke, I don't like to give this example, but anyway, you have a bottle of Coke filled with black vinegar. The bottle, it can be a brand new Coca-Cola bottle with the name shining properly on it. It won't make it Coke. Just the name of the Sahabiyat and the name of the Anbiya is not going to change things. The inside, the name has an effect. It must be a good name. But what is inside, what we are going to fill in there? If we are going to fill black vinegar in there, or you have your sugar bowl and written also sugar on outside, but you put salt in there. Just by having the sugar bowl and the name sugar, it's not going to change the reality. So the inside. So right from the beginning, a husband should put down in a nice, suitable way what he expects of life. And the wife also, what she also wants from her husband. Those are the things there. There is no problem in love making, etc. It's meant for that. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very opposed to those marriages where nikah takes place and the bride is going to come after 4 months, after 6 months. He said, you have got married and what Allah has made jais and halal. Now enjoy. You are at your youth, at your young age. There is another very important thing also, marriage for our children. Remember this, what is happening is a serious matter in the world. There is also a proper planning from the enemies. Especially how sad in Pakistan, Karachi, India, these places. It's here also now, it has come. It came there first, it's here. That the boys and the girls in studies, they waste their time. This degree, that degree. And what they say, if you don't have degrees, you don't get a partner. If it's a boy, nobody wants to marry a boy without a degree. And a girl, if there isn't a degree, nobody wants. And remember, your marriage period, your time to get married, it's a very short period it has. And then it expires. Like all goods, if you put expired goods on the shelf, what will happen in your shop? You put expired goods. So your marriage, the period of marriage, especially for a girl, that period is very short and then expires. Once a girl has come to about 30, anyone want to propose, why didn't she get married till now? By now she should have, the question comes to your mind already. She's 30, she's still not married. What was she doing? Getting degrees all the time. So this is how it works. It's a catch-22 situation. You say, if I don't have degrees, I won't get married. If to get degrees, you wasted your years in that. Now you're not getting married because you're too old now. So it's just a dhoka of shaitan. Anyway, our tariqah is where you get married as soon as you become physically and mentally matured. That is the way according to Islam. That a boy has become physically matured, mentally also he is responsible now. Get him married. The girl also. And at that time, all the aspirations and desires which Allah has put in them, and they satisfy it in a halal way with one another. And they enjoy themselves thoroughly also, and get sawab for all that. Their way, that aspirations and desires you have at that age, but you can fulfill them all in haram. Today, in fact, Allah make us maaf. If a girl is a virgin, it's not a good quality, it's a bad quality. That you're still a virgin. It's regarded as a bad for a girl, this is regarded. How wet, what a topsy-turvy world. And I'm not speaking of non-Muslims, Muslim people thinking like this. That we are thinking like this. So all that, so now when you get, you will just destroy yourself in this haram, which is, you are a sinner in the eyes of Allah, and what a big sinner. And then, there were what AIDS and HIV today, all those diseases. And then what all this wrong, those memories and those files are kept. When you get married, and on your first night you're opening the files of I don't know how many girlfriends you had. And the girl opens her files of how many boyfriends she had. And what marriage is that? What enjoyment? And then worse than that, in the West how they get married, the one doctor by the age of 50, now he decides to get married at the age of 50. And he's getting married to a lawyer who is 40 years old. Anyway, the reception, everything is over. They come alone. They're alone in the bedroom now. So there is a bedroom that I've seen that I'm opening, but it is censored. Because we in the masjid also, it is above board, it is allowed, it's censored. Only so much we will show of the bedroom scene. So anyway, when they get together, the husband takes off his right arm and he puts it one side. And he tells his wife, sorry, but in rugby I was playing and my arm, I lost it, and this is a plastic arm I got. Next he takes off his left leg and he puts it one side. And he tells her, Maaf, sorry, but in motor racing I lost my leg. There is a wooden leg I got. So then she took off her wig. Just now she was a blonde, she was a brunette. How her hair was made up, all that. So she said, sorry, Maaf, but it's just a wig I got. So she's a pleskop, a ganji, no hair on her head. Next she took out her false teeth. Now she's a boki, no teeth in her mouth. And her, the sides of her mouth now all gone in. How a person who has false teeth, and when he takes it out, how she looks. Then she took out her contact lenses. Now she has just now blue eyes or green eyes. Now the contact lens. Now two scraps lying in a scrap yard. And they want to open Kitabun Nikah. They have to open Kitabul Janais now. They have to get ready at this age to go Qabristan. What are they going to open Kitabul Nikah at this age? What do they know about Kitabul Nikah? So this is their way. Our way, when you were young and you had all your stamina and your vitality and you didn't need Viagra or anything, they were 10 bottles of Viagra also, they still colder than a deep freeze at that age. What are you going to do in that age? So this is this is also part of it. And then finally, the relationship which we want to actually focus on today between husband and wife, that the husband... In the Quran Sharif, let us translate those ayats briefly. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Women have also got rights, similar to the rights which men have got over them. So Allah has defined rights of husband and wife. And بِالْمَعْرُوف, that is two tafsirs of that. One is according to society. What are the norms of society? A stable, sober society. What their norms are, how life should be. And according to Shariat, what are the rights of husband and wife? Those are the rights. And very interesting, Imam Razi rahmatullah Ali says, Allah mentioned the wife's rights first. Because where must she go? Usually when she gets married, perhaps her parents are living, many cases, one of them has passed, soon both have passed away. Who must she? She can't go to her brothers, she can't go to her sisters. Where must she go to get her rights? So Allah is fighting their case. Allah is the lawyer for the woman. And Allah says, I'm on their side. And Allahu Akbar. Maulana Shah Masihullah, what a beautiful point Hazrat explained. That normally women are regarded as the fairer sex, the weaker sex also. But at the time of marriage, she shows such an act of bravery and manhood, a woman shows such an act of manhood which hardly any man can show. Hardly any man, perhaps very few. What is that? Where she was born, where she grew up with her siblings, brothers, sisters, played, fight, be teased one another, and the environment she grew up, where now she's 17, 18, and they come and ask her, so and so wants to marry you, are you ready? She says, yes, I'm ready. In that one word of hers where she agrees, like silk being pulled out of thorns, she's taking out herself from all that, from her mother, her father, her brothers, sisters, her environment, everything. And she's giving herself over to a complete stranger. The proper marriage, which is not by love marriage, but arranged marriages, she doesn't know that man, she doesn't know the family, she's giving herself out. And now, that is her act, which man, from here, one lesson that we should learn, how a woman pulls herself out of all that, and she hands herself over to her husband, and so much she hands herself over, her whole body she hands over, which she protected, and her parents protected her so much till today, but now her whole body she gives over to her husband, and her whole izzat, everything she hands over, her whole future. She doesn't know what that future is, but she has handed it over to her husband. What a sacrifice. If we learn to do this for Allah, whether that husband will appreciate or not, we don't know. Whether he'll use her or he'll abuse her. And yeah, even use is abuse. If he uses her wrongly, that is abusing her. Whether he does all that, we don't. But if you hand yourself over like that to Allah, came out of all your gunas. She came out of a good environment. You in your filth and dirt, your internet and your other evil dirt and filth which we are involved in, if we pull ourselves out from there, whether it's our alcohol, our drugs, and have the courage. Allah gave you the courage. You don't need rehabilitation centers. It's within you. Allah has given it to you. You pull yourself out and hand yourself over to Allah. Allah will never desert you. Allah will never abandon you. It's impossible. Your bad habit of not making namazes, your qaza rozas, whatever the filthy way of the West that you have, pull yourself and give yourself over to Allah. How won't Allah look after you? So learn this lesson, how a girl on this occasion hands herself over to her husband. Then when she comes to the husband's place, in most of our cases at the beginning, she goes to where the in-laws are, and now it's actually like a woman with her back to the wall. She's got no mother, father there. She's got no brother, sister there. All strangers now. Her mother-in-law, father-in-law. And then what zulam upon zulam. Zulamatum ba'adhuha fawqa ba'd. Zulam on zulam. Darkness on darkness. You take advantage of that young girl. How many people from the start, they start picking on her. You like this, you like that. You're not beautiful, you're not like this, you're not like that. All things, you come from a poor family, you are not educated. All what and what things, if it's not immediately, after a few days. A girl who's got her back to the wall, nobody to support her, and you treat her like that? No, respect what you have brought, and what promises you made. How many people say we won't let her pick up a spoon also? When she comes to our house, she won't have to, she'll sit like a queen on the bed. And people fall for it. Who's going to keep a bride like that who will sit like a queen on the bed? But people fall for it. Anyway, now, so appreciate this girl. What sacrifice she has made. So Allah Ta'ala says, they also have got rights. Men also have got rights. Man's right. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, when Hazrat was in Nazimabad, another suburb of Karachi, a couple came for the argument, they were having fights, problems in their marriage. And what was it? The crux of it, the man wanted to marry a 17-year-old girl. So he wasn't going to listen, you become blind. When the lust of desire overtakes you, the fire of desire, nobody can explain to you. One person in a different matter, many years ago, when it was the MYM, Muslim Youth Movement, and they wanted women to come to the masjid. The leader of theirs, who was from Pretoria, he said, even if Allah comes and explains to me, I'm not prepared to accept. When this obstinacy overtakes a person, this stubbornness, no matter who, you'll make a joke out of hadith, you'll make a joke out of Quranic ayat. When you gave your wife 3 talaqs, and the ulama say it's 3, finished, then you'll even make a joke, and what you'll say about the ulama. When that condition overtakes a person. So when this also, when you just want to make a second nikah, the world can explain to you. The people who you respected so much, but they just tell you, no, don't get married, don't make second nikah. It doesn't make sense. You'll abuse them. How you'll speak to them also. No respect for them. Nothing makes sense. So one person, he wanted to marry the 17-year-old girl, no matter who explained to him, whether Hazrat explained or what, whether you use Quranic ayats or what, you don't understand. And we must always make dua, Allah save us from that mental condition. Whether it is any wrong you want to do, whether it is a haram desire you have, and then it's such a block in your mind that you just don't accept anyone and anything. You just shut yourself off. And that only I know what I'm doing is right, and you are not prepared to listen to anyone. Allah save us from that. As far as lust, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, this fire of lust, when it comes in a person, what can put it off? Even your taqwa stops at a level. The only thing is the noor of the love of Allah. Allah ki noor ki, muhabbat ki noor, wahi is aag ko buja sakti hai. Otherwise that fire, nothing else, nobody whoever explains to you, you don't understand. Anyway, they explained to the person till the early hours of the morning, he didn't understand. And he gave her 3 talaqs, with 6 children she had. Also remember, when you get married to that young girl, she comes to you like a Coca-Cola bottle. Her figure is like that. And she comes with her trousseau. And not only her clothes, that she changes 3 times a day, her perfume also she's changing 3 times a day. All that. But after bearing you 5, 6 children, Now she's no more a Coca-Cola bottle. Now she's a 20-liter oil drum. But when she bore your children, now you don't go and look at other Coca-Cola bottles now. She's your oil drum, and you stay with her nicely. And at the beginning, she was putting all her different perfume. Now it's night in Paris, now it's Hajar Aswad, now it's what and what all perfume. And now after 5-6 children, it's only menthol, it's only iodine, it's only all some Chinese balm, some tiger balm. And she'll tell you that you must rub her now. That pahara bo dukhe, care bo dukhe, pago bo dukhe. Abhi aay chori diyo, helu chori diyo. You must forget now night in Paris and Hajar Aswad and all that. When you were young, people used to, your family, friends used to give you presents also. All that that lingerie, that fine, delicate, underclothing of the woman. All those things they used to give. Now they're just giving you tiger balm. And they're giving you massage machines now. Now all that you must forget. So this is now that condition. So when the woman has come to that, and now where must she go? She went out, nowhere to turn with her 6 children. She looked up to Allah. And remember that one sigh of that woman looking to Allah, whether it's like that, or you fighting with her and you hurting her feelings wrongly. And she turns around and sleeps now, nobody to even care. Her only support was her husband. And the husband also abandoned her. He also threw her. She was on the, all were telling her bad things. Husband pushed her in the hole more. And he treated her even worse. And she turns around and sleeps, and her eye, a tear comes out from her eyes. And she cries to Allah, be careful for this. Hey, Allah Ta'ala, if He takes you to task, you won't see a good day in your life again. Everything of yours will get destroyed. We mentioned that story, I'll mention it again briefly, that very careful we must be of making zulam, hurting people, doing wrong to people. When we are young, we got strength. We got money in your pocket, it's hot in your pocket, the money. And that heat goes to your head, and you think there's nobody like that in like me in the world. And what things you do like that? A husband, wife, who were having meals, husband was wealthy, 6 shops he had. Wealthy, everything, and he asked for a night to have a special night with his wife, cook special food, dress up for me, and this is what we should do in our homes. From time to time, have a special occasion, just in home. You don't have to go out to eat or anything, just at home. Just again, enjoy yourselves, which is jais and halal, and which is important to make, maintain a good marriage. So anyway, they sat down and they were just about to eat hot food, ready, everything. And a beggar came to door. Allah ke naam pe kuch de do, Allah barkat dega, Allah tumhe bahut dega. He became so angry. He got up and he went to the door and he gave that beggar one slap. He said, just when we want to eat, this is the time for you to come beg. How must the poor beggar know? Anyway, he was a beggar. He took the slap, he fell down, whatever, got up, went away. He came, they ate everything, but decisions were made up in the heavens already. One by one, his shop started closing. All his shops closed down. And then he came to such a financial condition, he couldn't maintain his wife. And he told her, I have to give you divorce now. I can't afford to keep you, I can't feed you, I can't give you shelter. He lost everything, he became a beggar. And then days went on. She got married again. Again, that her husband told her on one occasion, let's have a special occasion. We have some nice meals. You dress up in a special night we have. They sat down. And just as they were supposed to eat, a beggar again at the door. Allah ke naam pe kuch de do. Allah kuch, Allah bahut dega. Allah barkat dega. He thought for a while. He told his wife, pick up all this, go and give it to that beggar. She went to the door. Next he heard a big scream. And a thud, a big noise. What happened? He rushed to the door. He saw her lying down on the floor. And all that food lying down. When she gained consciousness, what happened? She said, forget it. Don't worry. He said, no. What happened? She explained that I was married first with somebody. As you wanted a special night, he also asked for a special night. We had a special. A beggar came to the door and he went and he gave that beggar one slap and he chased him away. Today, again, you told me, we were having a special night, you told me to take when I went, that was my first husband, who is today a beggar. He's at the door. So he said, I was that beggar. How Allah changed the table, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah changed the days. So zulm, whether it's on outside people, on any person, our worker, just because he's black, just because you're only paying him 2,000 rand a month, 1,000, and you think you can take advantage of him, you can tell him what you want to, we have no right. Even if he's a non-Muslim, what right have we got? Anyone on the road, a person made a mistake, and you are in the right for a change, for a change. And then you start swearing that person, and you take off with him. These things weigh heavy against a person. And they don't, Allah ke haan, deer hai, and deer nahi hai. Allah, it takes time, but there isn't darkness by Allah. That you just make zulm and you get away with it, it hits you back. So a person must be very careful no matter who you are. Sheikh Yunus, Damat Barakatum, was visiting us. He was in Durban, and for eye or teeth, he had to go and see a dentist or optometrist. So then he said, no, I don't want to go. I'll have to wait so long in the queue. They said, Hazrat, no, it's our man there, and he'll take you in immediately. Hazrat said, no, those patients who came and wait from the morning, 8 o'clock, and I must go in at 10:30, get up late, 9 o'clock, have breakfast, and go with Aram, and just bypass them and go. This brings me a barkati in a person. If you have an appointment, it's different. But just like that, you bypass just today because I've got contacts, I've got name, I've got position, and all things are done for me, and you overlook the rights of ordinary people. They can be those simple, ordinary people, but by Allah, everyone is treated fairly. So we have to, and Allah is not a racist also. Because you are white skinned, that you get preferential treatment. No. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Taqwa counts by Allah Ta'ala. Inna awla an-nas bi al-muttaqoon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most closest people to me are those people who have got taqwa. Haythu kanu, man kanu, whoever they are, wherever they are. So anyway, we must be very careful of this thing. So in the relationship with the wife, it comes in the hadith that they are naqisatul aqal. We translate it as half brain. The brains are not complete. And that men have got full brains. So when you got full brains, Allah made you biologically more stronger. In every aspect, your mind is full. Your body is stronger. Then accommodate her. On every small point to take her to task. How many we take so much advantage and we want so much done by the woman. She must be a housewife also. She must be a mother also. Many times she must be our sales lady. She must be our driver. She must be doing our banking. She's the tea girl also. She has to do everything. Allah made her, as long as a girl is in the father's house, she must be treated as a princess. And when she goes in her husband's house, she must be treated as a queen. And this is what Islam didn't restrict her and put her into prison in Parda. Islam made her a queen in the house. That is how she has to be treated. Even shopping is not her duty. And not going anywhere out also is her duty. Her duty is to be a queen. How many women now in Ramzan, they came home and they cursed the day they learned to drive. Never, my husband, the way he takes advantage of me. And he wants it done now, and now I must do it. And that is not the nature of a woman. But they also, because how the West and the media and the TV has blinded their brains, they also think it's an honor to learn to have degrees, to be able to drive. But they don't know, they are not getting their privileges, they are cutting their privileges. And man's nature, he uses woman. A flower, beautiful flower, went down to a rose, went down to the bottom of the sea bed, and met with a pearl, and told the pearl that we belong to the flower family, and flowers are all very beautiful, and the petals also are so fine, and the perfume, the smell, the fragrance also so wonderful, sort of boasting, we belong to that family. But then the pearl made out some sadness in the voice of the flower. Asked, why is it you are sad? She said that we are grown by human beings. Humans grow us. But they don't grow us for our benefit, they grow us for their benefit. Men that have made fashions, almost 99% of women fashions are not designed by women. They are designed by men, for the lust of men. In order to satisfy our desires, men have done all. They control women, and women don't seem to understand it. So the flower said, they grow us for their benefit, not our benefit. And they use us for a few days. Just like flowers, you use them, when they wither a bit, you throw them on the side, you throw them in the dustbin. That is what men do with us. And that is how women are treated. The minute she's a bit old, now she's no more fit to be an air hostess also. She's no more fit to be at the restaurant who serve food. Waiter. Because they want money. And with the old, wrinkled old auntie, where are they going to get money? They want so they throw them away. They abandon them now. So like that, they throw us away, man. You tell me your story, the flower said. The pearl said that we stay very far away from man. The more further, the more our value. And we cover ourselves. The more we are covered, the more we are protected. And the more our value. So women who are covered and protected, their value is much more. And those women who are just on the street, they got no value. So don't become like a flower and just for a few days amuse yourself. And it's not for your benefit. Men are using you. They are abusing you. They are not using you. If you stay how Islam is taught, you stay as a queen. So anyway, another very important, so women, they are naqisatul aqal. Hadith Sharif has said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who with regard to him, utitul ilm al awwalina wal akhirin. I've been given the knowledge of the first and the last people. So they can science whether whatever they say. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said it, and that is the hard fact. So tolerate them, accommodate them. They are going to make mistakes. You are the man. You regard yourself, a man is got broad shoulders. When it's for other women, you are at work. And your wife phones that when you come home today, just bring a bag of tomatoes, 2 kilos of potatoes, and you get angry. I'm your tomato boy. I'm your potato boy. I'm a big shot. I'm owner of how many supermarkets and so many things. I'm a rich man. I must go and buy potatoes and tomatoes. But another woman phones, Ben, whatever you say. Hey, so we learned we must make khidmat. Khidmat al-khalq. Khuda milta hai. We must make khidmat. Then all that you forget. For other women, you are ready all the time. Any khidmat, I'm ready. Hey, your khidmat. We are ready. But when it is your wife phones, then it's a big problem. So that should not be the case. Learn to tolerate. And a person, see, Hazrat Shah Abul Hasan Kharqani rahmatullah alayhi. What a great buzurg. What a great buzurg. Famous in his time in the whole world. One person from Khurasan, far away in those days of travel. No aeroplanes, no cars, no buses, nothing. How they travel? Thousands of kilometers he heard about the great chef. He wanted to become bayat. He came to him. And when he came there, it was at a time that he was not in the house. He knocked on the door. His wife answered, "Who is it? I came from Khurasan. From so far, what you came for? To become bayat with Hazrat." What Hazrat? Ask me who is Hazrat. Who are you calling him Hazrat? Ask me what is Hazrat. How he jumps and performs on me at night. Ask me what you know about all that private life. So he became very despondent that Shahida Shahidu min Ahliya. The house person giving evidence, so what more you need then? So the neighbors made out. They told, don't worry. His wife, she's got a tongue like that. But you go in a certain jungle, he's gone to fetch firewood for the house. Such a big sheikh. Today we, small. In fact, see what the kuffar found fault of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma li hadha rasul ya'kulu ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq. What kind of a rasul is this? He goes shopping. To go shopping is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu. And Allah says all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Today we feel it beyond our dignity. That we must go do shopping. No, you go, yes the khaki, yes the checkbook, yes the credit card. No, that's not the work of the woman. They are queens. Bring everything ready for them. Bring it to them and give it to them. And tolerate. They told you to bring this, you bring that. Why didn't you bring that? I didn't want this here. I wanted that there. tolerate all that. So to tolerate, the wives are supposed to be treated as such a great buzurg is gone to bring firewood. But what he sees him in a distance. The sheikh saw him and made out that on his face he's very sad, despondent. So he told him, looks like you went home and my wife told you some things about me. He said, yes. Then he saw that the sheikh, Sheikh Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah alayhi, Allah gave him as his conveyance, his animal to ride on, a lion. And to control the lion, the whip he used was a snake. And he told him, see, this karamat Allah gave me is only because I tolerate her. You saw how she treats her, as a stranger she treated you. First time visitor she treated you like this. I'm every day. And this is also a thing between husband and wife. At the beginning, you're opening the door for her, picking up her dress, putting it in the car. But that's only at the beginning. Once you start taking one another for granted, then you start the F's and B's and the swear words and what. That should not be the case. Treat her respectfully and with love and with kindness all the time. So anyway, so Allah, he said, Allah has given me this karamat. Only on that I tolerate her for whatever, how she treats me. Malan Musa. That story is left out. Yeah, that old man, he married a 17-year-old. Then when he went, he got married. But Allah made her way out for her. Allah says that for everyone, we make a way for them. In 5 Supara, for the husband and wife, if they have to divorce, we make a way for both of them. Min sa'atihi. What? Wa yatafarraqa yughni Allahu kullam min sa'atihi. When if they have to separate, Allah makes a way. So she went her way, Allah made her way out for with her 6 children. Allah is there for everyone. Anyway, he got married to the 17-year-old. He got sick. He got cholera. And now cholera, vomiting all the time, and number 2 all the time. And on the bed, that 17-year-old didn't come to make khidmat and clean the stool and all the spew of the old man all the time. She came for fun and for pleasure. She came for his money. And anyway, she went away after 6 months. Another 1.5 year like that he was on the bed. All his filth on the bed, nobody to clean it. And in that way he died after 2 years like that. So remember the mazloom ki kabhi matlo. And the ah of the Muslim, it goes and it echoes and hits back more harder also. It boomer, and don't think that that Muslim, the Yazim can't go and make a lawyer of, pay the QC 50,000 rand a month, a day, an hour. Where they got that money? That plea goes right to Allah. And Allah does the services free of charge. And how Allah treats you, no court case, nothing, no jail sentence. Allah will give you such a sentence that you won't know what hit you from what side, who hit me. So be very careful of the ah of the Muslim. And that woman in your house, she is a captive in your house. By nikah, she has come in your nikah and she is now as a captive. She's got her freedom, she has surrendered all her freedom to you. She has surrendered her body to you. She has surrendered everything. And similarly, in Delhi, Hazrat Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullah Ali, his mizaj was such very particular of small things. So much so if one stitch in his topi is crooked, he gets a headache. In his blanket, in his added down, lihaf, godro, one stitch is crooked, he can't sleep the whole night. Once he was going to Jami Masjid for namaz, and those days on the footpath people should sleep on their beds, charpais. One bed was crooked, his whole tabiat became bad. He went home, he slept away, he couldn't take it. So a lot of nazakat, particular, meticulous about things, and to this extent, Allah also doesn't like it. Allah put it in his heart that you marry a certain woman of your neighborhood who's got a terrible tongue, and her nature is rotten, very bad woman. But if you tolerate her, tumhara danka alam mein pitwaunga, I will make you famous in the world. Mirza Jane Jana around about 150, 200 years ago. Today he is sitting in the southern part of Africa. Allah is making him famous. And Allah is letting us get in hidayat from his way of life. Imagine. So he got married and he tolerated her. When he passed away, he made wasiyat that nobody must ever marry her. Nobody will be able to tolerate her. But give her some nice quarters, make her comfortable, see to her needs, but don't. Nobody must ever even think of marrying her also. And also about Mirza Sahib, when he had passed away, and they found in his kitab, there are two incidents I want to mention, they found in his kitab a piece of paper. And the paper was written, Sab kehte ke Mirza mar gaya. Asal mein Mirza ghar gaya. That all are saying Mirza has died. Actually Mirza is only gone home. And when he also should do the shopping for the house. And there was a grocer who used to laugh at his beard and make a mock out of it. And tell him, my goat's beard is more better than your beard. He used to keep quiet, sabar. And on what account? That I don't know how my maut. If my maut comes on Iman, my beard is better than his. If my maut doesn't come on Iman, his goat's beard is definitely better than my beard. Anyway, he passed away. And when his janazah was passing this grocer, then there also, Allah gave karamat from his body. A sound came, today I can tell you, my beard is better than your beard. Allah took him with Iman. So that, and him also, on what Allah gave him this maqam that he had. So famous, there are so many other incidents to show his great position, because he tolerated his wife. So a person who tolerates his wife, Allah gives him high maqam. We think only, and we will take off with her. She's not getting up for Fajr. Whole night she was sleeping where her children kept her awake. And she didn't sleep the whole night. Fajr is for us, no doubt. And we went and we big Sufis and big Buzurgs and we giving her a big lecture. But the whole night, and she knows the whole day, this Jallad, this husband of mine, what and what demands. If she overslept sometimes, with muhabbat piyar, encourage her, but don't be so hard on her. Even for necessary things, don't be so hard on her. Don't take her to task for everything and become like a big buzurg in front of her. Have pity on her, have mercy. Shah Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali, what a great buzurg. Hey, there are so many things. One thing only I will mention, that he came to Madinatul Munawwara. He read Salatul Salam between 7,000 and over 100,000. The narrations are different. People who were present saw with their eyes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hand came out to make salam with him. What a maqam. In the whole ummah, nobody got that maqam. It's such a position. And why? He used to tolerate his wife. Once, when he was in his khanqa, a Pathan came. Pathan is Pathan, khansa. And he came and majlis was over. All were resting in the afternoon. Murid was sleeping. Hazrat was gone to his separate quarters, his house. So Khan Sahib came and he came eagerly from where he came to meet Hazrat, big buzur. So without permission, he went in Hazrat's private quarters. And what he found, Hazrat is sitting on a chair like this and his wife is standing behind him. And with this thongs, what we use for bribe to catch the, with that, she's hitting him. And giving him hard shots and telling him, give me my talaq, pay me my talaq. He got a shock. He ran to the murids and he told them that, what kind of murids are you? Sheikh is going through what an ordeal there. And you people are sleeping. They say this happens every day. It's not the first day. Then Sheikh tolerates her. So he couldn't take it. He went in the bazaar and he made chanda collection. That he'll give the sheikh so much money what she's asking for her meher, pay her, give her meher, set her free, set her, give her talaq and out of your life, you don't need this problem in your life. So he collected after Asr, he came, majlis there, he said, you take this money, please go and pay, give her meher and set her free. You don't need this in your life. He said, you're a stupid idiot. Because of her, Allah gave me all this maqam. Because I tolerate her, Allah gave me this maqam. Today, just on small, small, petty things, we want to take the woman to task. That is not the way. We should keep our, and make tarbiyat also. And tarbiyat starts from the first night. You put the wrong foundation the first night. And then you want to, now you are suddenly want, you when you came for chilla, yeah, in khanka, you went chilla in jamaat, you became a big Sufi. She's still at home. She's still watching her TV, listening to her radio. She's got all the, where she got all that, what you got. And you expect her to be also like, more better than you also. And we don't make tarbiyat of her. Make her tarbiyat also. Islam didn't say just leave her like that. No, make her tarbiyat. And in the other ayats, Allah Ta'ala says, فَالصَّالِحَاتِ نَيْكْ بِيبِيَا. Who are pious women, righteous women? qanitat, who are obedient, who are humble. So women should try and develop these qualities of them. To be obedient, don't every time tuck tuck with the husband. May, two, two. All the time we do. Husband say one thing, she must say 10 things in return. Till then she's not a woman. She has to prove I got a tongue also. And she aggravates you and gets you worked. She doesn't get you worked up. You are cool, calm, she gets more angry. And you walk out of the house, she gets more angry. Now what to do? But you have to tolerate all this. So women should be also obedient. They should be humble. فَصَالِحَاتْ قَانِتَاتْ حَافِظَاتْ لِلْغَيْبِ. And she must protect herself. When the husband is not around, her chastity she must protect. Husband's money, amanat, husband keeps with her. She knows the secrets of the house. She must protect all those things also. With regard for the man, the Quran Sharif says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ and treat them, live with them in a nice way. In there, Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi writes, فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ. Not adal, ihsan. The adult justice means that how she treats you, you treat her. How you treat her, she treats you. Ihsan, she treats you bad, you treat her good. Itfa billati hiya ahsan, that they do bad to you, you do good. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. If you will do that, people who treat you bad, one person who used to swear, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, all the time, he sent mithais for him, sweet meats for that person all the time. So somebody, and our buzurgs also, when somebody speaks bad about them, ghibah, swearing them, they put mithai. So they say, he's swearing you? He say, if I put sweet mithai in his mouth, sweet words will come out. Then the swears won't come out, sweet words will come out from his mouth. So this is very, fihi ta'alimul ihsan. One husband and wife have going for a joy ride, and an argument started between them. Now both are quiet, dumb, not speaking anything. As they were passing a farm, there was a farm with animals, horses, donkeys, rabbits, cats, all for donkey animals there. So the husband, to break the silence, told the wife, that's your family, isn't it? All these animals, your family, yeah. So she said, yes, my family, my in-laws. These are all my in-laws. So you remember with your tongue, you'll never be able to match them. They won't keep you, they won't leave you till you also don't return. But you're a man, you control yourself. فِيهِ تَعْلِيمُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النِّسَاءِ وَالرِّفْقِ بِهِنَّ. And softness, this Quran Sharif, this is what we want, this is our Islam. That Quran comes into our, the Quran says, why did they say Ihsan? Well, because they're going to do their things, but you be kind to them. You as they show Ihsan on them. وَالْرِفْقِ بِهِنَّ. You be soft with them. وَالصَّبَرْ عَلَىٰ أَعْوَاجِهِنْ. And make sabr on their crookedness. They are going to, it comes in the hadith, our Shaykh explains it so beautifully, that in the hadith it comes, women have been created from your left rub, from the left rub of man. And the topmost one, which is the most crooked one. And you gave the raw material was crooked, you expect the product to be straight. You gave the raw material of crookedness, so you'll get crookedness. If a woman is straight, then there's something wrong with her. As long as she's crooked, that is what is a woman. But if she's straight, then there's something wrong. So, and our Shaykh saying, nobody goes to the hospital and tells a doctor, I'm a perfectionist and an idealistic person. I want everything straight and that. So this rub of mine which is crooked, make it straight. No, it's crooked, your whole life you pass it. So pass your life with your wife in the condition that she's crooked. Whole life tolerate her. Don't try and straighten her. Tarbiyat is on its place, but her certain habits, which can't change, don't worry about that also. Accept and tolerate that also. And what an interesting point, that this rub, the most crooked rub, is the one which is right on top by the heart. And it's protecting the heart. So you protect that woman also. So this rib has to protect the heart. And another similarity there is, you also protect the woman like that. And you don't have it straightened, so you'll stay with it crooked. And it's protecting the heart. And also remember that the woman has been, she has been made with that crooked rib of the heart, not with the bone of the foot. So you don't treat her like a football and kick her around. Neither has she been made with the bones of your knuckles. Don't make her punching bag and you punch her all the time. As you protect the heart, protect her like that. Look after her like that. So a woman must be looked after. They were rift bihinna was sabr ala awajihin, and make sabr on all the crookedness which they have. So with regard to that, one great buzurg, he was very pious. The whole world acknowledged his piety, and people coming from where and where kissing his hands and making so much of his khidmat. But his wife, she is the last one. If she acknowledges, then something wrong in your buzurgi. If your wife accepts you as a buzurg, something wrong in your buzurgi. She won't accept. So he made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, this old lady, the whole world acknowledge my buzurgi, my piety. But she, the whole day she lives with me, but she can't see who am I and what my buzurgi is. Please show her also. Allah accepted his dua. Allah told her after Isha, told him, sit on the musalla and you'll fly over the house. In the yard, we're there, the yard is common, open, and most of the activity takes place in the yard, not like our houses. So he flew over, and she saw, and then she put on her glasses, 11 and 3/4 lenses here, thick lens, she saw. So after a few times, he landed again, safe landing. And then he asked her, you saw something today? Today I saw a buzurg. That I was flying in the air from one side to the other side. Not like you, like a clod of mud. Mitti ke dhele ke tarah, zameen pe dhere rehte ho. You just stuck to the ground all the time. That I saw. You saw, yeah. Properly, I put on my glasses, number 11 3/4. Properly thick lens, I was watching. Properly I saw. He said, it was me. He said, no wonder I saw you were going crooked. Fihi nazrun. She won't ever acknowledge. She will find fault in everything of yours. So anyway, so we must learn to talk. There is a very important point of Islam. Especially who have so far sat with us for 40 days, 30 days, and 10 days, 20 days. And now when we go home, and the environment of khanqa, and all the satis, and all the ibadat, and everything, and you go home now like a big, our sheikh says, dunya people when they come in the house, they rub their eyes and make it red that I'm very cross today, I had a bad day at the office. And please now, nobody, not the children must come, not come. That's not the way to enter your house. And a religious person comes with a big tasbih in his hand. Kiss her, that is the buzurgi of that time. Not this big tasbih of subhanallah at that time. So that is, pious person, he does this. One place in Stanger, I told that when a husband comes home, then the wife must have, if it's summer for example, a nice cup of milkshake, juice, and put a rose petal on top. And when the husband comes tired from work, present it to him. And make yourself presentable also. Women normally at home, they don't stay presentable. When they go out, they are presentable. Whereas it should be the opposite. So anyway, so this one wife, one woman in my life who listened and you listen to what I've got to say. So anyway, she made amal on it. When he came, he got a shock. He said, what's happening here? You are dolled up and there's juice here, there's milkshake here with the rose petal. So she said, no, what is there, poison in there? Or there's jadu in there, you making jadu on me or what is it? So she explained, no, one Mali Saab came and he said this way. So at night he met me, he told me, after 6 months I happened to go again. He told me, Mali Saab, you'll have to come again. It only worked for one day. The bayan only lasted for one day, after that the effect went away. So anyway, very, very important, our wives, so they got their faults. We also got faults. We are not farishtas also. But more for the men learn to tolerate. They also should learn to tolerate their husband. But a very important of our Islam is not only the tahajjud we made and so many khatams we made and so many bayans we listen, but the change come in our. When you come home, one friend of ours tells us that his wife says, you go stay more with Maulana. One Maulana told me, his wife said, you go and stay with Maulana, then you can be a husband. You don't know what is it to be a husband. So inshallah, correct this aspect of our lives and the extended family relations with neighbors, with brothers, with all. We have good relations. It's very important also. Not only all the time masjid and tasbih and Quran, and yeah, we neglecting this aspect. There is also part and a very important part of our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.